Boy, is it a Steve Spangler Science Monday. In the 6 o'clock hour, Steve took us off guard big time with huge blasts of air. All right, who would have thought? Hot?
Whoa!
That was like,
that was a blast of air!
That was before we started the segment. My scripts were going everywhere. My hair stayed in place, though. Love my hairspray. In case you missed the following segment, here it is.
Now, who would have thought that you could have this much fun with just a simple blast of air?
This is it. Now, this is the larger version of the small little toy that we used to play with when we were kids. You know, you'd kind of pull back the air blaster.
Yeah.
Well, this is the air blaster that we actually were able to play with just a little time on the Ellen Show, thanks to a group of people called Colly McVoy out of Minneapolis.
That was so much fun to watch, by the way.
So they made this for kind of a sub shop promo or whatever, and it was just sitting in an office, and I said, can we use it to teach kids about air? And so
right. This
is the business end. This is kind of the parachute, and you pull back, and there's a kind of a bungee cord inside.
Right.
Now, if you spin it around here, you can kind of see what happens on this side. See?
Yeah.
So this really, I guess, is the business end.
So
here,
all right.
Just to show you that if you ever wanted to experience a microburst, just stand right
here. I've always wanted to do that, Steve.
All right,
Steve.
So stand
Thank
right
you.
There.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's just see what you can feel. Yep, so here, I'll just, don't worry about this at all.
No.
Do you have any fear of a large blast of air smashing you in the head?
Great.
All right, here we go. Isn't that amazing? Is that a cool
was
kind
awesome.
Of thing? Is that,
oh,
sorry.
Yes.
Is that fun?
Mm-hmm.
All right, anyway.
Totally enjoyable experience.
Isn't that
great? Uh-huh.
All right, but you don't want to be the person that has
to
do the experiment.
I know, I always have to be the one, that the experiment
yes,
is being
okay.
put on watch
Don't worry,
for
it's just a very large smoke machine. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to fill the end here with some smoke.
Okay.
Got it? And then we should be able to shoot this vortex ring across. So a microburst is this downward kind of force, they say, you know, of the air.
Mm-hmm.
So this is kind of what happens at the very end, okay? So you get over here on this side, and you aim it with me.
All right.
Let's just see if we can shoot one across the studio. Ready?
Yep.
So we're heading over to these guys. Here we go. Here, watch this.
Whoa.
Bam! Isn't that awesome?
I love it.
All right, so here, you try. All right. Okay, cups up, people.
That
all right, here we go.
Awesome.
Ready?
Right.
Cups up.
Ready?
All right, here we go. Now, here, you do this. You pull.
Okay.
Pull back hard and hit them. Ready, set, and nice. Oh, there's a good.
Off just
to the side.
Missed.
There we go. It's okay. We're up. Ready?
Come on.
Nice. Oh, did you see it kind of destroy there?
Yeah.
There it is.
There goes.
Bam! I love that. Let's go get Kyle. Ready?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Here we go.
Here, I'll refuel. You do it again.
Okay. Because
I can just do this all day long. What do I care, right?
So
this is all part of what we're going to do at Weather and Science Day. So it's going to happen
Except with
in
something
May.
Way bigger, right, Steve?
Oh, my gosh. The one that we used on the Ellen Show is huge. Ready? Go get Amelia. Ready? Pull back.
Nice. And that's...
You got a double on that. Go get Kyle. Ready?
Okay.
Set, knock it off. Nice. Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Isn't that amazing to see? So this fast-moving stream of air creates
it's
this vortex,
coming,
and it's gorgeous. All right, can we just do this like the rest of the morning?
Is that,
I'm see how
for
it
that.
Destroys it? Here she goes. Bam! There's that's just totally fun.
This is awesome.
I need to aim down more.
This
is
great.
This is great. Bam! I love this.
Steve, you're enjoying this
all
way
right,
too
this
much.
So we've got one that
knows
smoke rings that are like it's going to be really, really fun. You
right.
tell them about the website, and I'll smoke again.
Okay,
wow.
All of this is going to be on our morning show webpage on 9news.com. Get ready, guys, because he's fueling up.
Clap right, off one more time. Ready? Oh, dear, are you
ready?
Down to touch? Here we go. This
we'll
is a good
right
one.
Back. Your
aim. Bam! Here's one for Kyle. Oh, right over the head. Bam! That was awesome.
It's kind of like Ghostbusters. There's things coming towards you.
Well, and I can only imagine. You don't really know what it feels like. It's a huge gust of air.
Well, I can't believe he stood that close to that machine.
He was hitting me somewhere just below, my neck.
It took your breath away, I bet.
Yeah.
Did it all the way this far away.
Exactly. I mean, it was crazy. So it was really cool to watch as well. And I'm sure at Weather and
Watching
Science
us get hit.
Oh,
thanks, Beck.
I enjoyed that quite a bit. Weather and Science Day, though, should also be cool because that thing's going to be massive. So if you haven't signed up already, it is going to be so much fun. And I think that's coming up next.